Welcome to Bo Sanchez Radio, and this is Full Tank. May you be blessed by the message today.
Do you want to have great, fantastic, amazing relationships in your life? The answer, one of the major answers I want to share with you is purity. Today I'm going to talk about sex. I have your attention, right? By the way, my name is Bo Sanchez, and welcome to Full Tank, and this is a very sensitive topic, but I need to share it with you today. You see, I read the gospel for the day, or the Bible reading for the day, and I pray that it will equip you. The gospel for today is Matthew chapter 5, and Jesus said, "Once it was said, thou shalt not commit adultery. But now I tell you," and this is what Jesus said, "if you look at a woman with lust in your heart, you are already committing adultery." And think about that. I would say, what? Hello? Just look at the woman with lust in my heart? Gosh, my friend, you know my story. If you've been reading my books or listening to my talks, you know that once upon a time, I was addicted to porn for many, many years. And it, you know, when you're addicted to, like during that, my time, there was no internet then. That's how old I was. So it was pornographic magazines, et cetera. And it was like I could not stop myself. It's like I had to get into it, and then I hated myself. I felt so guilty, but then I would fall again, and I'd fall again, and fall again. What was happening was it was eating up my time. There were nights when I would just sleep for 2 or 3 hours because I was into porn and I could not get out. So that was me many years ago, and just enslaved by it. And that's what lust does. It's pleasurable, but it destroys you. It destroys your self-esteem. It destroys the way you look at yourself. It destroys, your ability to look at people in the eye and be confident about it. That was what was happening to me. And but by the grace of God, I was freed. I was liberated, and how? I received the love of God and the mercy of God. You see, an addiction is really nothing else but a looking for love. And you might say, what? How's that got to do with love? You see, I hated myself. I was molested as a child, and I thought that it was my fault, and crazy as that may sound. And so I hated myself, and because I hated myself, I was looking it was so painful. You know, when you hate yourself, it's really pain, and you're looking for a substitute. You're looking for a painkiller, and that for me was porn. And as I went to God and I asked God for His love and His forgiveness, I felt the love of God. I felt that God loves me so much that slowly I began to learn to love myself because of God's love for me. And that healed me. That healed my life. And I want to share that with you, that God can heal you. God can change the way you think about yourself. Because once you learn to love yourself and value yourself, then you'll realize that you do not need any painkiller. And so that's what happened to me. And here's the thing. Now I'm married. I've been married for 19 years and have this amazing relationship with this wonderful woman. And I want you to know, I can vouch for that verse that I just told you about in Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus said, if you look at another woman with lust in your heart, you're committing adultery. I am telling you now the reason why I have this amazing relationship, why I have this amazing marriage, is because I have trained this here, my mind, to focus on my wife. Yes, I get attracted. Oh, that woman is beautiful. Oh, that girl is lovely. But I mentally just say, I tell my mind, I tell my eyes, home, boy, home, to focus on my wife and to actually say, no, the body that I like is the body of my wife. My wife has the perfect body. So to like train your mind. And no, yes, I'm attracted, but no, I don't want to dwell on that. I want to dwell on this woman. So for 19 years now, I can tell you that the woman that I desire is my wife, and the body that I consider perfect is my wife's body. And you might say, no, Bo, that's not the perfect body. Hello, that star over there, that Hollywood star or that Hollywood singer, that she has the perfect body. Nope, I'm sorry. That my definition of a perfect body desirable to me would be my wife's body. I've trained my mind over the years, and that's why, you know, I have this amazing marriage. And so just wanted to share that with you. I hope to all the married people out there, I know this is a sensitive topic, but make a decision in your mind that and train your mind to always focus on your spouse and desire your spouse and love your spouse. And to everyone, I mean, just, this is for married people and single people, embrace purity. Do this for yourself. Do this because you love yourself and you value yourself. I'm going to be praying for you right now. Father in heaven, I pray for the spirit of purity. I pray, Father God, that every person praying with me right now will just experience your power and your Holy Spirit at work. In the mighty name of Jesus, purify our hearts, our thoughts, our minds. Liberate us from anything that is enslaving us. In Jesus' name, I also pray for miracles and blessings and abundance for you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you so much for joining me here in Full Tank. Such an opportunity to be, such a joy for me just to be able to communicate like this to you and being together even online. And I hope that you continue. Share this message, share this video. Someone might need to hear this message and pass this on. God bless you. I am going to see you tomorrow. Wait, no, I'm not going to see you tomorrow. I'm going to see you Monday. All right. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Full Tank on Bo Sanchez Radio. For more messages like these, just hit the subscribe button to get updates on the latest episodes.